Pneumonia healed instantaneously. Preface. As a freshman in college, I began questioning the value of Christian Science. My parents had enrolled me in Sunday school since the age of 2, but now it was time to make my own decisions. So, to be fair, I made myself a promise. I would pray about everything for 1 semester and then judge its value. The following experience occurred shortly after I had made that promise. I had driven home from college one cold winter night. The following day, I needed to work outside, and it was well below freezing. By the time I had finished, I was soaking wet and half frozen. Sometime during the night, I was jarred out of sleep with all the symptoms of pneumonia. I was desperate for air. There was almost no breath to call out for help. No one could hear my distress. Within moments, I began to fear that I would not survive. I slumped down into a chair, mentally grasping for any idea that I could hold on to. Only one simple thought came, one that I had heard since childhood. I am the child of God. I can honestly say that I had almost no idea what those words meant, but this was a desperate time, and it was all I had. My prayer was very simplistic. I used this statement like ammunition. Pain argued, "It hurts," and I mentally demanded, "But I am the child of God." Fear said, "You're going to die," and I insisted, "But I am the child of God." Over and over I fought against my distress. This was war. The battle raged on for quite a while, but I did not desert my post. I probably affirmed that I was the child of God 1,000 times. After a while, I lost all awareness of my body and surroundings. Pain was just floating out in front of me like a separate entity. But I kept holding my position until that, too, gradually subsided. All was still and silent. I was unconscious. Then, all of a sudden, as if someone had snapped their fingers, I was wide awake and in exactly the same condition that I was before the mental war. I was still slumped in a chair, and I still could not breathe. But after a few moments, I felt a sensation like a gentle wave as the fluid in my lungs passed right through the front of my body and disappeared. I stood up completely well. In awe of what I had just witnessed, I asked myself, "What does it mean to be a child of God?" I did not have any clear answers, but was now ready to explore why calling myself the child of God had such power. It was significant to me that I was not healed in my sleep. I was not supposed to miss the experience of feeling God's grace. This is the first healing that I experienced with my own prayer.